Shalom Yisrael.
We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Yisrael cried hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Nishemach, the word of Yah tonight. Shalom. Yah Baraki, you may be seated. Hallelujah. We do Barak Him. We do praise Him for all that He has granted unto Israel. The elect of His calling, whereby His purpose may be manifest in the midst of a generation of people that do not know Him, nor do they understand His emats, His truth. It is one thing that is certain, you cannot understand the power and the beauty of His Ahava, the love of Yah, without understanding the life which is in Yahshua, and the strength of His truth, His Torah. And so we have this false proponents of what we call the Ahava of Yah. And it certainly is not. Because one cannot understand the depth of His true Ahava, His love, unless one understand the mighty power of His Torah. And it was the Torah, the word of Yah, Yahshua, that was made flesh, and we beheld the beauty and the splendor of Almighty Yahweh, the power of His word to redeem, the power of His word to make free, and the power of His word to set the house of Israel in order, that He may come and abide with them and sit down with the fellowship that He meant from the beginning with Adam. And the river of blessings flowing from us, that we speak it unto Almighty Yah for His mighty blessings and His watchful care over Israel. I do want to speak tonight, and I do pray by the will of Yahweh, that it is certainly will be effective, that it will affect our love, will affect our thoughts, our ideas in life. And above all, that it will bring about the constitution of the strength of Yahweh in the inward parts of Israel. We must walk in the strength of our Abba. And there is only one way that we are going to walk in that. And to understand the depths of His strength, it is simply that we must believe. We must trust Almighty Yahweh. We must have great confidence in Him. And we must stand steadfast in what He has spoken unto Israel. Our failures are because we do not have this confidence in Him that He commands of Israel. We say that we do. But there is no exhibitory qualities that flow from Israel that constitutes that we have this faithfulness unto our Abba. It is one thing that the enemy is attacking above all things, and that is the ability of man to trust and to believe Almighty Yahweh. The mindset is shapen by the forces of hell that plays on the physical analogy or the emotions of men. And that is what shape our strength of constitution toward Almighty Yahweh. And when the failures of our flesh are comprehended by us, it is because we have perceived Yah in the wrong light in which He is revealed unto us. And so when we see the failures, the shortcomings, That is how we actually trust Yahweh and believe that He is more than able to restore, to build us up in His emunah, to bring us, to cause us to walk steadfast before Him, and not with doubt and with this unbelief and this unfaithfulness. I do want to express that to us tonight. But in order for me to express that, I must show you the diametrically opposite of what believing is. And that is a faithless mindset. It is a mind that trusts not Yah, and it does not believe in Yah. In the Hebraic expression, it would be the kalhash. And it is one of a deceitful mind. It is a corrupt mind. And it is a mind of treachery. That is what a faithless mind is. And that is what a faithless generation is. And when you find a faithless generation, then you find a generation that produces all kinds of vile and corrupt spirits that come forth out of that generation. And when you began to sense these vile elements that come from the belly of hell, these are the forces that we that are believers must wrestle continuously against. And we cannot walk in the faithlessness without faith believing Yah, but we must trust Him. I want to begin with a simple verse in Scripture. It says here in Yeshua, Isaiah. The reason I want to begin there, because we must understand, we must, the kahash, the faithlessness of a generation, and the reason that this spirit has rose to great power among even the seed of Israel. And the word of Yah says, as He commands Yeshua to speak unto Israel concerning the judgment and the consequences because of their contempt for the word of Yah. And we are a generation that we have contempt for the word of Yahweh. We may hear the word of Yah, and that is what produced the emunah, or the omein, or the emet, the truth of Yah in us. We can never understand the depths and the power of the faithfulness of Yahweh. We can never understand the power of His emunah, that we can have confidence in Him, unless we hear what the word of Yahweh says. And so the enemy has distorted, he has distorted the word of Yah. And what we hear today, in many instances, there are things that appeases the natural conscience of man, which is against Yahweh. We must hear the truth. And Yah speaks unto Yeshua to speak unto Israel, because He spoke that there are consequences when you do not take heed to My words, and when you have this contempt and say that Yah said it, but it's not meant for me. It says here in Yeshua, chapter 30 and verse 8. He says, now go. He commanded the Nobi. He said, I want you to move with haste, and I want you to write it before them, Israel, in a table. He said, and I want it to be noted in a scroll, or in the scroll, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. So the instructions were that what I command you to write, it is for a time. And not only a time, but a time now and a time forever. He said that this is, He identified the people, that this is a rebellious people. This is a rebellious people. A people that resists. A people that harden their minds against Torah. A people that reject the simplicity of My instructions. That discipline their minds to pray, to intercede with supplication, to come before me and inquire of me. Now we are a generation, we inquire within our own minds, according to our own strength, how we may acquire, how we may sustain ourselves, and we are not inquiring of Almighty Yahweh. We are not inquiring as to what the Torah teaches, how we ought to walk, how we ought to carry ourselves, and how our manner of lives ought to be in the midst of a faithless generation. So he identifies the very prominent thing among them, the rebellionists. They resist my truth. We fight against what he speaks unto us. We compromise with the word of Yahweh. He said, you go, you express this to this rebellious people, and the next word says lying. But that is the kahash, lying, a faithless. Now we do not in our vernacular associate one that is a liar or a lying tongue with one that is faithless. And yet Shaitan is the father of all lies. And he is a faithless one. And so when you find one that speaks utter falsehoods against Yahweh, you find one that is rebelling against him, he says, this is a kahash, a lying people. It is a faithless people. They are faithless children. Children that will not hear the Torah of Yahweh. Now, how does the essence of believing Yahweh come? It comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the Torah, the word of Yahweh. And when one rebels against the Torah, it is a sure sign that one cannot hear. And when one cannot hear, there is no strength of believing. And so the enemy, as he has in his dark corridors of our minds, he has tried to shut off the hearing, the shemak, of the word of Yahweh, that we may comprehend the Torah, that we may take that great delight in what the Torah expresses unto us. And when there are things in the Torah that identifies us, we cannot rebel. We cannot me'ir. We cannot me'ir. We cannot rebel. A faithless one is a treacherous one. When you find one that is faithless, that is a deceived one, and their love work deceit, and they operate in unclean spirits that will defile any man, if one associate itself or oneself with that kind of a spirit, you will not believe, because it is the power of that corruption of one's heart that you trust in, it and fellowship that will destroy the power of us having confidence in Almighty Yahweh. And we must have confidence in him. We cannot operate of this hush, the spirit of faithlessness. And this is a faithless generation. You're not going to procure or draw the strength that you need from this generation. It must be from the Torah. You will never believe Yahweh if there is not a delight in what Torah instructs us in. If we're not driven to refortify ourselves, to strengthen our inward parts by hearing what the Torah of Yahweh speaks unto us. And when the Torah speaks unto us, it brings alive the power of the witness of Yeshua HaMashiach. Because you cannot have the living power of Yeshua in you without hearing the Torah of Yah. That is a false perception that has come out of the belly of hell. He said that they are kalhash. It is a people that is kalhash. They are a lying people because they're rebellious. And the reason they are faithless is because they cannot hear the Torah. That has not changed. You must be able to hear the word of Yah spoken unto you. Well, what is the word of Yahweh? Yeshua is the living word of Yahweh. He is the word that is made flesh.
that we cannot hear Yahshua speaking, that we cannot walk in the strength of believing Yah. We must remain. We must have a steadfastness in what Yah speaks unto us. We must have His emet, that His words of faithfulness we can trust with great confidence despite what elements are surrounding us. And if we don't have that, this emunah that calls us to stand and wait upon Yahweh, irregardless to the trial or the affliction, then we will begin to rebel against what He commands us. We begin to seek our own alternatives. And what our alternatives produce is death. It produces separation. It does not produce life. It does not produce the confidence of Yahweh. There is only one thing, my friends. It is the hearing and the Torah. We must hear what Yahshua speaks unto Israel. And when you hear the Torah, the truth of Yah spoken, Yahshua speaks unto us. Yahshua speaks unto us. For He is the living source of life in us. We have no life without Yahshua. And so the enemy, as he perplexes the flesh, he is driving us away from hearing, because he knows that that solidifies our confidence in Yahweh. And so what he does, he speaks to our natural proclivity, our minds. He speaks to our natural desires. We need a spiritual fulfillment. You will never be fulfilled without a spiritual law working within you. Because a natural law brings corruption, it brings defilement, and it brings an unbelief. It is the spiritual laws of Yah, a spiritual Torah, that brings life, and it brings it abundantly. It is a magnificent manifestation. When a man understands the law of the Torah of Yah concerning, for instance, his wife, and his faithfulness, his ahava toward her, when he knows he has lived in a way that is according to Torah, then it gives a great, robust, euphoric in his love, that he rejoices in that. That it makes him fat. Same thing with the wife. Or when we apply the principles of Yah to our love, and we see the operation of the principles of Yah, they become alive and they become lively, and they produce the liveliness of Yahweh in us. And that liveliness can only come by Yahshua. We must hear what Yahshua speaks unto Israel. We do not hear Yahshua, there is no life at all. We must know be spoke unto Israel, but the power of their speaking did not produce the power of life. It was the word of Yah. It established the emunah. It established the amen, the assurance of Yah, the steadfastness to trust in Him, but yet it did not bring the power of life in them. When Yahshua speaks, He is the living Torah. So it brings the power of life into Israel. And so the Torah is not a grievous thing. It is a very beautiful thing. It brings about the fulfillment and the love of Israel. Our love will never be full without eating the whole stay of the breads. We can eat the natural things and we are not full. We must eat the whole stay of the bread of Yah. And that whole stay of bread is the fullness of Yahshua. He is the fullness of the power of the Torah. And so we cannot become a part of this faithless generation. And the reason I'm establishing this is because I want to show you what comes out of this generation. These are not my words, but this is what Scripture says. Turn quickly to Yochanan, John. John 20 and verse 27. Hallelujah. Yahshua rose from the sepulchre with great power, for He had overcame death, the power of death. He had overcame Sheol, hell, the grave, the sting of death. And as the Shulishim were there waiting, they were musing in their doubt, in their faithlessness, in their kalhash. They did not believe Yah. And so Yahshua appeared in the midst of them. It says here in the 27th verse of Yochanan 20. Then said Yahshua, he said unto Thomas, he spoke unto Thomas, because he said, unless I can examine the word of Yah, I will not believe. Unless I can be sure, let me tell you, my friends, it is the word of Yah that examines you. It is the Torah that examines you. You examine yourself by the Torah of Yah. You have no power to examine the word of Yah. And this is a metaphor of the mindset of a faithless generation. Yahshua said unto him, he said, reach here, Thomas, give me your finger. He said, and behold, I want you to see my hands. And he reached here your hand. And he said, I want you to thrust it into my side. And he commanded him, as he commands us, he says, and be not faithless. Be not kalhash. Be not faithless. Be not faithless, but believing. Be not faithless. Be not kalhash. Be not a deceiver. Be not a liar. That is what a faithless generation produces. I will show us something important in the Apocrypha, in the Book of Wisdom, what it says about a faithless people and a faithless generation. He said unto Tomha, be not faithless, but believe. Is he not, and was he not the word of Yah? And so he represents this confidence, this omen, that we ought to have in the word of Yah. That we stand steadfast. That we agree with the Torah of Yah, the teachings and the principles of Yahweh. We are a rebellious people, so we seek out avenues that concur with our own undisciplined ways. And the Torah will never do that. The Torah will refine us. It will correct us. And it will show us the power of the word of Yahweh. It will lead us to Yahshua. For the Torah that Moshe wrote, it led Israel unto the living Torah, Yahshua. And there is no power of Torah unless there is a witness of the testimony of the living Torah. You can talk all you want to, but it must be so. And even these were the elect of Yah. Yahshua had appointed them to speak unto the house of Israel, to bring the fullness and the power of this witness of the Torah unto Israel, and to take it to every nook and cranny whereby Israel was identified. Yet even Tomah, as Yahshua said, you're faithless. You have deceit working in you, and you don't even realize it. You have destruction in you, and you don't even realize it. That's what a faithless generation is. A faithless generation is an adulterous generation. It is a generation that practices witchcraft. It is a generation of witchcraft. What is that, preacher? It is a generation that cannot obey the Torah. When you find a generation that cannot obey the Torah of Yah, it is a generation that is operating in the spirit of witchcraft. That's what it is. And that is what the religious dogma of Christendom has done. It has brought the people into this seance, this circle of their chantings and beggings and crying for things that satisfy one component of man, and that's the flesh, and it's only momentarily. But the Torah of Yah brings us into the presence of Yah. Was not Moshe in the presence of Yah when the Torah was delivered? And so the power of that, Yahshua is the living Torah, isn't he? And so he brings us into the presence of Yah. He is the right hand of Yah. He brings us into the presence of Yah. It's difficult for us to believe that because we don't believe. We are a faithless people. We don't run to what the Torah says. We run to a faithless mindset. You will know it's faithless. I will show us that, all right? You will know that it is kohash. It is a faithless, it is a false, deceitful mentality that is corrupt. It has not come by the nurturing of Torah. It has come by a deceitful, bewitched spirit that has strained the mind. When one loves Yah, one takes great delights in Torah. When one has a great affinity for Yah, one has a great affinity for the understanding of Torah. And if one has no great affinity for Yah, they have a disgruntled mindset, heart, toward the teaching of the Torah, because they will not hear it. He said they're rebellious because they have not shemach, they have not hearkened, they have not perceived the power of Torah, and they will not hear it. And out of that comes this kalhash, this lying, deceitful, corrupt mind of unbelief. It is full of deception, full of falsehood, and it is a treacherous mind. If our minds are not governed, they are treacherous. They are full of lies and deceit. That's why we must believe. He says unto Thomas, pray, my friend, that you are not, or that you will not allow this faithlessness spirit to overtake you, this lying spirit, and be not kalhash, faithless children, children that will not hear the Torah of Yah. We cannot be that way. Hallelujah. Be not faithless, he said, but believe. Imatz. Omein. He says, Imuna. These are the principles, and these are the tenets of believing. You cannot believe Yah unless you have an hearing or an ear for the Torah. For the Torah is a steadfast truth. You cannot have confidence in Almighty Yah unless you have the Omein, as that is, that His word is confirmed in you. When you hear the Torah of Yah, the witness of Yahshua, let every word be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. So when the Torah of life speaks to you, in hearing this Torah that brings about the Ruach of Yah into one's life, then we concur, we agree, and we will not become bewitched and a faithless generation. One that operates in deceit and lies and corruption. Now I know that that is the result of a faithless generation. Hear this. Write this down. You have the Apocrypha. Read it. It says in Wisdom 14:22. Now these are the spirits that come out of a faithless people, a generation that do not believe. The words of wisdom speaks afterwards. It was not enough for them to err about the knowledge of Yahweh. After all the works that Yahweh did for Israel, after all the great things that He did, it was not enough for them to make error or to err about the knowledge of Yah. But they lived in great strife due to ignorance. And when a man is ignorant and when a people have no knowledge of the power of Torah, you will always find strife. Where there is strife and envy, there is every kind of evil work among the people. It is the Torah that identifies everything that is not according to the imat of Yah. And His imat, His truth, cause us to become steadfast. Because the hearing of His imat makes us steadfast. And the more we hear His imat, we become steadfast. We trust Him. We have emunah in Him. And the more this faith rises, it is confirmed in our minds that we have a certain truth. That we do not have to waver. But we hold fast to the truth, the imat of Omaniya. We are certain that this shall produce the confidence and the hope in our love, the tikvah, that we can wait upon Yahweh. And so when Yah did great works among Israel, He did great works among them for one reason, that they may believe. He brought them out with a mighty hand for one purpose, that they might believe Him. He caused Moshe to speak the Torah unto them. Not only would they believe Yah, but that they would believe His manservant, Moshe, that they would believe Moshe, and that they would believe Yahweh. He wrought great miracles among them, coming out of Misraim, that they might believe. And He has wrought a great thing among you. What is greater than our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life? We are passed from death unto life. That is a great thing. And the reason we don't delight in that, because there is not a propensity for the hearing of the Torah of Yah. And even though they heard the word of Yah, they still erred. They went their way and they did their own things, which was not pleasing. And you saw the results. He said they lived in great strife due to their ignorance. And they caused such great evils, peace, shalom. They operating in this evil propensity, this mindset that was perplexed by evilness. They called it, they said, we have shalom. We have the comforting. Do you understand the shalom of Yah? It is the comforting of Yah. What comforts us? It is His imat, His truth. It is the word, Yahshua is the word of Yah made flesh. Is He not your comforter? He is my comforter. He comforts me. It is the word of Yah. It is Yahshua speaking this viable testimony of the power of the Abba. And that testimony is one of imat. It is truth. And we can rest in the assurance of that. He said, and they call evil, they call the great evil shalom. They said, we have shalom. Even practicing their evil, their wicked ways. He said, for whether they kill their children in their initiations, they offer their sons and daughters unto Moloch, to Molcham, unto the fires of hell. Well, this faithless generation, this Kahash generation, it has done the same thing. It is treacherous. It is a deceitful generation. It is one that is full of lies and deception. That is the spirit of a faithless generation. He says, or celebrated secret mysteries, or whole frenzied reveals with strange customs. Now, a faithless generation, oy people, they have strange customs. Esther, the rolling of eggs. Come on, Israel, the hiding of eggs. This vile, obese beast sliding down a chimney to bring gifts. Come on, Israel. Come on, people of Yah. This little foul thing that comes from the bosom of Epaphroditus that shoots the arrows and creates love, creates this loss. Come on, Israel. Those are strange customs. These are not the customs of the Moedim of Yah. These are not the customs of the celebrations of the Mikra or the Feast of Yah. These are strange customs. One celebrating days of birth with these strange hats and those strange horns and this spirit that dilutes their minds and twists their minds. Come on, Israel. Those are strange customs. One sitting down to a vile plate that is filled with all kinds of unclean, what they call delicacies, and their bellies are filled with unclean things. Come on, Israel, that is a strange custom. And the strange customs abound. Why? Because you cannot delight in the memorials of Yah and the customs of Yah unless the profoundness of the Torah is revealed unto you. And in the revelation of the Torah, it brings about this memorial and it's more than our times and set apart days that we delight in this consciousness of Yah like nothing else. And we celebrate Him. Hallelujah. And so this corrupt faith, thus Kohash generation, it produces a people that operate in strange customs. And the customs are strange. He said they no longer kept either their lives or their marriages pure. Come on, Israel. What marriages are pure today? They did not even keep their lives. Every word of the Torah is pure. Therefore, the servants of Yah, that is their refuge. They have confidence. And a refuge is a place where you know that you are going to be protected from the storm that rages and the wars that come against you. Not some of the Torah of Yah, but every aspect of the Torah of Yah, it is pure. And we that are pure minds, then it is pure. And the only way our minds are going to be pure, we must hear what the Torah says. And when we hear what the Torah says, we believe Yah. The Torah teaches us to believe Yahweh. It teaches us to believe Yahweh. And Yahshua comes to say what He says, I'm the witness that it is the truth. You must believe. I'm the life of what He says. That's what He calls us. So faithless generation, they no longer keep their lives or their marriages pure. Now that is from the Apocrypha, the book of Wisdom, 14:22. Is that true in this hour that we are in? Absolutely. It is so. Their lives are not pure. And their marriage is not pure. Marriages are not pure. But they either treacherously kill one another or grieve one another by adultery. Is that not so? I read a letter from one that wrote me. And in the midst of the letter, the one said, even in the midst of my marriage through adultery, through much belittling and ostracizing, I have stayed in the place that Yah intended for me to be unto my husband man. And so with a faithless people, you find an adulterous spirit that arises. And you see that in the actions of those that are married. The wife is unfaithful, the husband is unfaithful. And there is a proliferation of an idolatrous worship. A sexual revolution, what they call it. The sons and the daughters are given over unto the fires of sexual impurities and lusts. And they burn in their flesh. The flesh is uncontrollable. They have no power to do that. None whatsoever. It is a faithless, an adulterous, and a faithless generation will always seek a sign. But there will be no sign given unto this faithless generation for the resurrection, and that is the true living testimony of Yahshua and Israel. Let Yahshua rise. If you believe Yah, let Yahshua rise. Let the pure word of Yah rise in you, that you believe Yahweh, that you have confidence in Him, that His imat, what He speaks, that you trust, that you rely upon that in death or life. Toma, be not unbelieving, but believe. Believe me. Be not faithless, be not faithless, but believe. And we must believe Yah. We must believe what He says. He says, and all is a raging riot of blood and murder, sin. the hating of one another. This is a generation that hates one another. You will know the Ahava of Yah because the pure love of Yah, for Yah so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, which is the true word of Yah. Now, if one truly loves one, one will speak Torah, truth. When one does not this lying thing that we call Ahava, it is a deception of hell. I said to Brother Jeff as he called all the way from Australia, 16, 18 hours difference in time. And he timed it that he would know that he would get me at 2:30 or 3. And he said to me as I showed him what Shaul said unto the gathering of Galushia, because he was concerned about certain things. I said, my brother, the book says, as much as we have opportunity for us to do tav unto all men, but especially they at the Bayat of Yisrael. Now that is what the word of Yah says. Especially my elect and my call out. You can never understand the power of His Ahava until you understand the power of His imata, His truth. And when you understand that, then you can love Yisrael and truly love Yisrael. So Yah loved us. But did He give us imat, truth? Sure He did. He gave us a living truth, did He not? And the Torah reveals every hidden little secret sin that we hide in the nuts and the crannies of our lev. It reveals that, doesn't it? That is a hava. Hallelujah. That is a hava. He said to me, Brother Jeff, he said, Pastor Roberts, I had my aimer and my avats in my home. He said, their conversation is worldly. He said, and I rose up and said to them, he said, I want you to leave my home and we're going to separate for a while, maybe at least 1 year. We will see what Yah does in that period of time. Because I will not allow you to pollute my mind. I will not allow you to pollute my ruach and try to destroy the emunah of Yah. That's what Shaitan does. You're either on Yah's side or you on the side of hell. There are no middle grounds. And when one speaks by the command of the one that has authority over them, they either speak from the bosom of darkness and hell, as they speak from the bosom of Yah by the power of the testimony of Yahshua. I don't care if it's your daddy, your mommy. I don't care if it's your brother, your son, daughter. It's either they speak from the bosom of Yah or they speak from the gates of hell to bring about a bewitching mindset from the power of Shaitan. They are the disciples of darkness. Whether you buy it or not, they are emissaries, they are mercenaries of hell. They are enemies against the death of HaMashiach. For it is the power of that death that broke the bondage and the shackles of the willingness of man to disobey the Torah of Yah. And there should be no will to sin against Yahweh. None whatsoever. I speak from the book, and I speak it with all authority. Hallelujah. Without doubting one thing that I express tonight by the Ruach of Yah. He said, and blood rage, and we understand the metaphor of blood, sin, and murder. If a man hates his brother, then he is a murderer. For the mitzvah of Yah tell us to ahava, love our neighbors, as we love ourselves. You can never understand the Ahava of Yah unless you are in close proximity with those that He has elected. He brought Yisrael out of Misrim, and He brought them into a place that they could understand the power of His Mitzvah. That He could instill in them His Mitzvah, the government of His Torah, in their minds. Do you not think that Shatan has not done the same? He took Yahshua up on the pinnacle of the temple and showed him all, kul, all the world. In the moment of time, there's only one condition: you can have it. You must bow down and worship me. It is mine, for it has been delivered unto me for time. And to whomever I give it to or to make rich, I have the power to do that. I have the ability. You can receive the honor, the beauty, and the splendor of it all. There's only one stipulation. Bow down. Bow down and worship me. Hallelujah. And this is a generation that worship Shatan. They are peons because they are not in the higher priestly circle. Do you understand? It was the high Kohan that went into beyond the veil. Everyone could not go. Every Kohan could not go beyond the veil. It was the one that took the offering for all Israel to bring the account before Yah. And he had to make sure he was right. So his bosom had to be filled with the Torah, his mitre, his head, his assurance of salvation had to rest in what the Torah taught. For Yah is our Yahshua. It is the word that saves us. And Yahshua is the word of Yah that saves us. You cannot even visit the presence of Yah without the power, the witness, the truth of Yahshua. Laugh from hell. For he is the word of Yah. He is the offering that saved us. That Yah offered his integrity. And that's what Yahshua is. Our integrity means nothing without the witness of Yahshua. Hallelujah. He said, you will see that this is a generation that sin willfully. He said, theft and deceit, corruption, faithlessness. Kalhash. He said, Kalhash. He said, tumult, trouble, and it is a prejudice people. We have prejudiceness that run rapidly in this nation and the world abroad. Tumult, fighting, and wars. From where come all this tumult? Where come all this fighting? Envy and strife? Your wickedness? That's what produces that. You have and cannot have enough. The Torah will satisfy the very inward parts of Israel. We're not going to be satisfied with the things that are temporal. For the Torah of Yah, it is an everlasting truth. Yahshua will always be the everlasting truth of Yah. When it all is finished, then the power of that truth, Yahshua, will submit unto Yah. And Yah shall be king and ruler over all of his creation. Hallelujah. And he's still going to govern us by Yahshua, by his word. Like he spoke it unto Adam and Shava to govern them by his word. And in the kingdom, Yahshua, the word, is going to govern us. And we're going to be governed by the word of Yah. Hallelujah. Because we're not governed by that, as that host of Melechim that were deceived by Shatan. And that's what he does. He draws off one and tries to fill their minds with prejudice against Yah and lies. And we began to fight against Yahweh. We began to speak out a convoluted, a mind that is so twisted. A mind that has a mindset of duplicity, that it's not even sure. Contradictory thoughts and action. A mind of mendacity that is so false and so twisted. It doesn't even know what is right. It construes what is right with what is right and what is wrong with what is wrong. It can't balance anything. Only the mind of Yahshua. And that is a mind whereby the word of Yah emanates from that mind. It is a mind whereby the spiritual power of the word of Yah emanates from that mind. That is the only mind of balance. There is only man that believes Yah. There is only man that trusts Yahweh. Even on that stake he trusted in the Abba. He gave up his ruach willingly. He went down into the gates of hell and said, "Death, where's your power? In 3 days I'm getting up." Why? Because I'm the living words. 3 days, 3 nights, I shall rise. And so that is the power of hope and promise we have. Because if there's the resurrection of the Kirushims of Yah, then our emet, our truth is in vain. Then our omein, our steadfastness is in vain. And even our emunah, our faith has no power. We went down. And he rose. Why? Because Yah said, 3 days and 3 nights. He got up with all power, not some, with all power in his hands. He wants us to rise up from the belly of this flesh, that we will believe him. The fleshly mind is enmity against Yah. It cannot receive the power of Torah. It rejects, it despises the mandate of the Torah of Yahweh. It cannot accept that. He wants us to rise up from this carnal mindset. He wants us to rise up and believe him. As Thomas, he could not believe him. Why? Because he said, "I want to see evidence." He showed Israel evidence. They walked with Yahshua. They saw the palsy heal. They saw the leprous cleanse. They saw Lazarus raised from the dead. They saw those oppressed with demonic powers suppressed under the weight of oppression of hell. They saw the young man of Gadara that his mindset was twisted and deformed. And all of a sudden he began to speak of the excellence of the Torah of Almighty Yah. They saw those unclean and separated from the commonwealth of Israel because of the uncleanness of their leopards. And 10 began to go on their way, and 1 came back crying, "I'm cleansed, I'm washed, I'm cleansed." They saw the little widow assembly as that one whereby the blood gushed out of her. She had taken all she had had and given it to the doctors. "All we have had, we have given it unto the world. We have given it unto the oppressed and the suppressors. We have given them everything, our energy, our time, our body." And he saw this little emaciated assembly that had no strength, that she pressed among the crowd, and the crowd repelled her and said, "You cannot." She found herself crawling down on her knees. She said, "If I can touch him, I believe if I touch Yahshua, if you allow the word of Yah to touch you and believe what he says, thou shalt be healed." And she said, if I can touch to him as of his garments, I know that I will be healed. Hallelujah. In the state of her weakness and her deprived nature for flesh, she said, "If I can just touch him, I know I will be healed." That's why we need to touch Yahshua. And the only way you want to touch Yahshua, you must believe what the Torah of Yah speaks unto us. Yahshua has been touched by our infirmities. Hallelujah. That's why he said to Thomas, "Here's my hand. Give me your hand." He says unto Israel, "Reach your hand out and touch me." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He simply commands him, "Don't be a part of this faithless generation, but believe. Believe me. Believe me. Believe me." Yah will never deny himself. Whether we believe him or not, he will not deny himself. And the word of Yah, Yahshua, will never be denied. He is still the word of Yah. Whether you accept him, whether you identify that he is the image of Yah because he is the integrity and the beauty of Yah. You will never understand the beauty of Yah without Yahshua. You can never understand the power of Yah without Yahshua. And those mighty works was done, they were done, but Thomas did not believe that. neither did Kepha, neither did Bartholomew, neither did Yehuda, not any of them believed. For they turned in their own ways, and they turned back to the way of their flesh. And that's what we do, don't we? We're guilty because we are faithless. We turn to our flesh, and we must turn to the Torah. We turn to our own actions. We don't turn to the mandates of the Torah. We turn to our own conniving and deceitful ways, lying and treacherous ways. We must turn to the Torah. For the Torah of Yah will bring His mishpatim, His judgment. And it is His judgment that corrects us. Nothing else. You parents that are raising your little ones, they will never be corrected without mishpatim. There must be judgment. It must be. Without that, the sister in her letter that wrote me, she said, her son, that we rewarded him when he was horrendous, horrific. And it is a great burden now because of that. You cannot have the power of Yah nor understand the beauty of Yah because he is known by his ruach of mishpatim, of judgments upon Israel. Wisdom also says confusion over what is tav. Is this not a generation that is not confused over what is right? Are we not caught up into that cyclone ourselves at times? We are confused over what is tav. We cannot differentiate between what is tav and what is just deceitfully evil. Confusion over what is tav, what is pleasing unto Yah. It is a forgetfulness of His favor. Ah, we are guilty of that. Are we not Yisrael? We are forgetful of His favor. For Yah favored Yisrael. We are forgetful of His favor. What favor, preacher? Well, this morning, when I awaken, His mercies were renewed unto me. The mercies are renewed daily unto Israel. He said, we are forgetful of His faithful. These are the spirits that emanate out of a faithless generation. Was not Thomas forgetful of the works of Yah? Was he not forgetful of what Joshua, when he saw 5,000 men, women and children, that a few loaves of bread, a few fish and 5 loaves of bread, that he fed them all, and there was an abundance left. He has brought us through some of the most catastrophic things in our lives, and He's fed us. There's been one scripture that you've held fast to. There has been a word from the words that has substantiated you in the midst of that battle. He fed you. He fed you in times of tremendous famine. He fed you when you could draw from nothing but a scripture from the book that resonated from the scroll of your mind. He fed you. When there was the doubting and forgetfulness of His favor, He renewed His mercies upon you. Hallelujah. He caused your love to delight in the renewed mercies of Yah. When you saw the situation arose beyond your control there, and you looked upon your own situation, you saw the favor, and you were reminded of the favor of Yah. That is what Joshua does. That's why we must consider Him. We must consider Yeshua. Because if you don't, you will get weary in your mind. And you're going to faint every time. We must consider what the Word, the Torah of Yah says. We don't consider what the Torah of Yah teaches us. We will become weary. We will become perplexed. We'll become doubtful. We'll become doubtful. We'll become faithless. We should be a faithful people unto Him, walking in all obedience unto the Torah of Yah. For it is what we delight in. It gives us the fullness of the life of Yah. For we have the living word of Yahweh in us. And how do we know that? Because Yahshua, our witness to the power of that which Yah wrote in the book. For it was written by the nobis of Yah that this one shall come and redeem Israel. He was written in the book for the whole book. For he is found in the scroll. He is found in the book because the book is written of him. And when he came up to Israel, and when Yahshua visited us, Israel, we know that he is the truth, the promise of Yah. For he brings alive that which he has written in our love and in our inward parts. That's why we cannot be a part of this faithless generation, this Kolhash generation. We cannot walk in the mindset of this faithless generation. These are the things that emanate from a faithless generation. It has no concern for the things of Yah. It is not concerned about the commonwealth of Israel. It emanates that which comes from its father, Shatan, because he is the father of lies. And the reason he's the father of lies because he did not dwell in the Emet, the Torah of Yahweh. And the enemy does all he can to distract our minds from the Torah of Yah. And try to place our mind upon the captivation of our emotionalism and our thoughts that course our mind. What we must do, as David did, we must hide the Torah of Yah in our inward parts, in our hearts, that we will not transgress, we will not sin against Almighty Yahweh. That is what we must do. We must move beyond this shallowness that we believe, that we believe. If thou can believe Yahshua, then all things are possible. Believe what? That he is the living Emet of Yah. That he is the saving power of Yahweh. That he is the right hand of Yah. That is the strength of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the strength of Yah for Israel. If you can believe him, then the possibilities, what possibilities? That I can walk in the direction and in the confinement and in the instructions of the Torah. That I can delight in the will of Yah that comes forth out of his bosom by the instructions of the Torah. You can do all things that brings the power of life of Torah in you. You can do it. Oh, that doesn't mean you can go out here and get your Cadillac. Cadillac means nothing. It has no value at all. Clothes mean nothing. They have no value. Diamonds and rubies. I'm waiting for the diadem, the crown, or the honor of Yah that he's going to place upon my head. And when I walk in his presence, I'm going to cast this honor, for Yah is worthy. And no one else is worthy. I'm going to cast it before him. That's all right. I want to cast it before him. For he is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, they are confused over what is tov, forgetful of the faithful. Pollution of the nefesh, the soul. And it says sexual perversion. Is this not a faithless Kohash generation? Does not sexual perversion abound? Are not the minds twisted with sexual perversion? And that's what it says in the Apocrypha. Sexual perversion, disorder in marriages. Toda, my brother, for the sword of Yah cut on that one, did it not? Dysfunctional No functionality, because why? It's not operating in the guidance, the Mishnah, the government of the Torah. A faithless people do not believe what the Torah commands. I will, my brother. We rejoice on the other, we rejoice on that as well. Disorder in the marriage. Dysfunctional. No pure sensitivity of the Ahavav Yah. The wife removed from her place of beauty, and the husband man is not to be found. Because he is not a husband man. And the reason he's not a husband man, because Yahshua is not his head. The head of a husband man is the power of the living Torah. He is not a husband man if his house does not operate in the strength of the Torah. He is a faithless man when he rejects what the Torah says, supplant that with an emotion or a feel. He is an adulterous, idolatrous, wicked man, birthed from the belly of hell. His ordinates come from hell, and they do not come from the bosom whereby Yahshua dwells. Comes from the gate of hell. Disorder in the marriages. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says adultery, spiritual idolatry. Brothers and sisters, we must believe Yahweh. For Abraham believed Yah, and it was accounted unto him for Sadiq. He trusted Yah. And out of him, out of Abraham, came the blessings to the Goyim, or the nations of the world. Out of him came the nations. Not just a nation, but the nations out of that seed. Because he believed Yahweh. And it was accounted unto him for Sadiqah. Listen, my friends, even though you don't even understand the totality of a matter, if you just believe Yahweh, you don't have to understand the consequences of what the results may be. Just believe Yahweh. When Yah sees that belief, he knows that it is of the Sadiqah, of the righteous nature. When we don't believe him, he knows that there's murdering and confusion. There's adultery, there's idolatry, there's a bewitching there. But because he believed Yah, Abraham believed him, and it was accounted unto him for Siddiqah, for righteousness. He believed what Yah spoke. He believed the Torah of Yah. He believed the instructions of the Abba of Israel. And out of him came Israel. And the blessing of the nations of the world. Hallelujah. He says, and debauchery. We have debauchery today. All kinds of folly, tearing down and destroying. That's what debauchery is. Nothing is comprehensible. We can't comprehend anything today. Our minds are in a debacle. Everything is scattered. Or they may say scattered brains. When it comes to Yah, there's a debauchery there. We don't know whether to believe him, to trust him, to count him faithful or unfaithful. He is faithful. Although we are not faithful and we are unbelieving, he is still faithful. He is not going to deny himself. If he denies himself, he denies Yahshua. Because that is him. That is his integrity. And he will never deny that. We will turn the gates of hell into an overrunning place before he deny his word. For hell shall consume every last one of us before he deny Yahshua. For hell shall be turned into an abysmal place. It's that already. Before he deny Yahshua. And if he denies Yahshua, he denies himself. And Yah cannot do that at all. So debauchery. It's in the nation. He said there will become a people for the worship of idols. Listen now. For the worship of idols. For the worship of idols to be named is the beginning and cause the end of every nation. For the worship of idols not to be named is the beginning, and that is what caused an end every evil. That is what caused evil among Israel. Because we must worship Yah. We must worship Him. For the Abba seeks such that will truly worship Him in Ruach, in the life of the Torah, and in Imats. What truth? According to the dictates and the instructions of the Torah. It is the steadfast way. Hallelujah. Well, how did they do that? Well, they cleansed themselves. They brought no burden in Jerusalem on the Shabbat. They eliminated themselves from the vile, insidious works of their deceitful, evil love. That they may come before the presence of Almighty Yah with hands that were pure, without blood stain of sin. And when He sees the hands of Israel today, He sees the blood of Yeshua. And He sees the repentance, the teshuvah of Israel, His elect, His people, a special people unto Him. Man, that's all right. Who in school did not want to be the teacher's pet, or the one that was special? You got to erase the blackboard. You got to erase the blackboard. When someone had to run an errand for the teacher, you got that. When she wanted someone to do something, you got that. When he wanted to acknowledge one, you were the one. He has called us and established Israel to be a special people above all nations. What favor? Show me what favor you can find any greater than that. And we will not believe him. Help Almighty Yah in the revelation of Yahshua, the unbelief of Israel. Help my unbelief. Help our unbelief, Yah. Help us, hallelujah, to believe you. To believe you like Abraham. And that it was accounted. Brothers and sisters, you may not understand. You may not perceive the intricates of the instructions of the Torah. Just believe. And because you believe, it is accounted unto you, although you don't even have the essentials and the power to draw from that. Yah says you have it. Even though you don't even see it, it is so. Because you believe. Hallelujah. As the old Kiddush would say, they would say, I don't know how I'm going on from here, but I'm going on. And they would press on. We must press in the word of Yah. We must allow the word of Yah to press us and form us as this potter, Yah. His word is the potter or the shaping of Israel. It shapes our minds. It shapes our love. It shapes our thoughts. It shapes our will. It shapes our desire. It shapes our purpose. It shapes everything about us. And that is the heart of the potter. His Torah, the living word of Yah, it shapes us. Help this unbelief of Israel. Help us to believe you. That the power of the viability, the liveliness of Yahshua may fill our bosom, our inward parts. And it will resonate with this great splendor of beauty that flows from us. That men may inquire of us, who is this one? That you declare that he is the Most High. And you declare his name, and you say you know his son's name. Who is he? tell me of this magnificent one, that I may know of his great power. We must believe Yah. We cannot deny what he says, but we must believe him. There's something very vital in Scripture. I want you to turn quickly in 1 Timothy. Timothy. And Shaul instructed Timothy to believe, to be faithful in his official duties, his responsibilities unto the house of Yah, because Yah has elected him, that he was worthy, that he had imparted into this young man. That's why he said, let no man despise your youth. The power of his imat, that he was trustworthy. And Shaul says to him in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12. He says, let no man despise your youth. To them you may seem inexperienced because of your youth. He says, but be you an example of the believers in the words that you speak, in the pattern of your life in conversation, in Ahava, in the Ruah of Yah, in Yeshua. He said, in the Ruach, and in the Imunah, in purity of life, and that is the sinlessness, a sinlessness, one that will not defy the Torah, and that is the example of a believer. We will not defy the Torah. We do not operate in a realm outside of the Torah. We operate in the life or the liveliness that the Torah emits from us. For we know that the witness, Yahshua, there's witness in us. The Ruach of Yah in us. The Kadosh, Ruach HaKadosh of Yah in us. And witness that the power of Yahshua is real. And that's what the Ruach of Yah does. A witness that this living word in you, it bears witness to what Yah has written in you, Yisrael. And so when we hear Yahshua speak, when does he speak? He's speaking now. The word of Yah. He speaks to you, Yisrael. And so he said to this young man, don't let no man despise your youth. But you be an example of the believers to the believers. Let them know what a believer is. And that is what we must do. You must be an example to the next believer. You must be an example to a believer. What? In our Ahava? In our Ruah? Come on, brothers and sisters. This is what the Torah teaches us. And if we go back to the Torah, we can go back to Devarim. The scripture tells us how to live with our neighbors. How if we do something and we break down the fence, if the cow overruns the fence, how to repay, how to make sure that this is done according to Torah. And so we must be an example of believers. Why? Because there are those among us that their imunah is not as mature as those that have the tendency to hear what the Ruach of Yah speaks. Now those of different degrees of childhood or the nature of growth. And so we that are strong